It's not really, it's not a anything too in-depth. It's to do with the wanky things that people do to annoy you. Sorry to just put that straight out there, okay? But this is one that I find quite, I just find it annoying. When I get sent an email and, you know, say your name's, well, your name's Steve.
Yeah.
Okay, but we'll go with B because on here you're Bilko. So say you sent me an email, hey, Ali, thanks for blah, 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 blah. And then you sign it with just a B. You know, instead of saying Bilko or Bilks, Catcher, whatever, you just write B.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I just think that's quite annoying. I think it's a bit wanky.
No, it's not.
I do. I think, well, you, I mean, you don't. You,
it saves me.
Well, you don't write anything.
Well, I have a signature, so I don't need it's all done for
that's
me.
That's right. And I'm okay with that. I don't think you need to sign your name or write anything necessarily. But if you're going to put your name on there, don't just put the initial. That's... Well, it's lazy.
It's a sign of familiarity and friendliness.
I think it's a bit wanky. I mean, if it, the only time you can get away with it is if, say, if your name's Teresa, but everyone calls you T, then you can put a T because that's what people actually call you. But you're
really?
Bilko, you're Bilko, so don't just write B. I just find that a bit wanky.
You know what? I'm going to start doing this because I think it just indicates another level of friendliness. Because I'm sure a lot of people don't want to write their whole name. That's an extra couple of keystrokes, but B is, I don't know.
What about just a smiley face or something?
Well, happy to do that.
But why would you just write B? Okay, so would you put that on an email? You'd just go B for Bilko. You wouldn't do that.
Not now that I've got a proper signature, but now you mention it and it's a thing. I think it's cute.
So, okay, you think it's cute.
I think it's cute.
So are you going to start sending emails to people and putting B?
Well,
you're putting this out there.
Do I remove the official work signature with zinc and all that sort of stuff in there and just put...
No, well, people still have their signatures on there, but they just write B for Bilko. So I want you to start doing that.
I will.
Are you saying you'd feel comfortable to send it to, you know, another guy, your boss or whatever, and or someone that we're maybe interviewing, and you'll end the email with B?
Yeah, I reckon I'd do that.
Because
now you've brought it up, I'm going to have to follow through just to see what reaction I get. Yeah. And I might find another level of intimacy with someone. They might think you're being a bit more friendly, you're being a little bit more connected than being just using the official email signature.
I don't think you're going to do it.
Well, I'm going to do it just to prove to you that it's cute and it's lovely.
All right, there you go. All right, well, what wanky things do people do that annoy you?
Well,
see, I'll give you another one for me. I don't really like when people say, I wanted to touch base.
Oh, God.
Touch base.
Or it's the COVID pivot.
Mm.
Or, you know, there's a meeting. Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. It's just those little things that annoy you that people do every day. I call them the wanky things.
There must be plenty in your life. 1-300-891-929 Zinc Family. What are the wanky things people do that annoy you?
Louis.
Oh, when they say they're going to do something... And you know they're definitely not going to do it.
Well, who'd do that to you, mate?
Oh, we won't go into that too much.
Okay. Obviously a family friend.
Oh, yeah, well, you know.
So people who don't follow through, you hate. Okay.
Is this something that someone's done in a relationship with you? They say they're going to do something and then they don't do it? That could be very frustrating, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, it is. It's extremely frustrating.
He doesn't want to go into it. All right, that's fine.
Thank goodness.
What are you going to say about this, Rick?
The thing I hate is when people say morning.
Oh, really?
I hate it. I hate what someone was saying, good morning.
Okay.
Well, they say morning. I said, why don't you wish me a good morning?
Yeah, that's true. I've never thought about
that. That's being a little bit pedantic. I mean, if it's morning, it's morning or afternoon or evening. I mean, it's just a quick way of saying it, Rick.
I know, but at my age, about 10,000 things weigh in there. So that's just one of the little things. Just when people say morning, they say, well, what's wrong with good morning? You know, just it's an extra word. You don't have to go
out to
do 50 push-ups to say it.
That's a fair point.
Michael at Caroiba, how are you, mate?
When somebody says to you, can I ask a question?
Oh, yes.
You're asking one.
Good point.
Oh, it drives me nuts.
What about question without notice?
Oh, well, any of those. But just like when they say to me, can I ask you a question? Like, do you actually ask me one now? If I did know, I'm answering it.
Yes. And you know what? I actually think that I do that. Because I'll say to Bill, go, can, Bilko, can I ask you this?
What choice have I got?
Sorry, Michael.
Thanks, mate.
Hey, okay, Bilko, but like I said, I'm ringing from the Pilbara, Western Australia.
Please do.
Well, I'm just listening to you guys online now because the radio is terrible.
Oh, you legend. Thank you so much.
We stream everywhere with the Zinc app.
Oh, it's awesome. You know, it's funny, the news doesn't really relate to you here, but it's just, you know, it's good to hear you guys at breakfast. I'm enjoying the breakfast, mate.
Oh, Michael, thank you so much. And I love the app works in the Pilbara because that's pretty darn important. So not just the gold miners, what do they do with the Pilbara? They go to the iron ore and stuff like that. So anywhere there's minerals, zinc is at. And that's just how it fits. Zinc, minerals, get it?
Oh, I see what you've done there.
Wanky. That's a wanky
lovely
thing.
That's lovely. Well, thank you, Michael. You've made our day. It's nice to know that someone enjoys listening.